Hi, everyone. I'm Maggie McGrath, senior editor at Forbes. And today I have with us in studio from our San Francisco bureau, Emily Baker-White. She is a senior writer covering TikTok and technology. And there is a bill that President Biden just signed into law today that has major implications for TikTok. Emily, thanks so much for joining us and being here on the East Coast.
It's great to be here.
So we were just talking before we started rolling about how complicated some of this has been, but let's break it down. President Biden just signed a $95 billion foreign aid bill.
Yep.
But within this bill, there is a little something that affects the future of TikTok. Maybe little is the wrong word. What exactly did he sign today, and what does it mean for TikTok users in the U.S.?
So attached to the foreign aid bill is a provision that would require TikTok's Chinese parent company ByteDance to divest from TikTok. And if ByteDance does not divest from TikTok in approximately 9 months, there will be a ban of TikTok in the U.S. So this is essentially the U.S. government saying, we are not comfortable with you, ByteDance, owning and controlling this app. And unless you sell it, at least the U.S. portion of it, we're going to ban TikTok in the United States.
Now, you mentioned that nine-month time frame. So the clock starts now. What do you expect to happen in the next 9 months? Will ByteDance divest?
It doesn't seem likely. ByteDance seems to be saying that they're not going to divest, and they may not actually have a meaningful choice in the matter. So last time this came up was in 2020 when President Trump threatened to ban TikTok if ByteDance didn't divest from it. And there were negotiations at the time. ByteDance was talking to Microsoft. They were talking to Oracle. And apparently they got pretty close to selling off the U.S. part of TikTok. But at the last minute, the Chinese government came in and they changed their export regulations to say that ByteDance would have to get a license to sell the TikTok recommendations algorithm. That was now a sort of sensitive category of things to be exported. Now, that means the Chinese government has a say, again, in whether ByteDance sells TikTok, at least TikTok, with its recommendations algorithm. And the Chinese government has suggested that they will not allow ByteDance to sell that asset.
So what's interesting about what you just said is it sounds to me, correct me if I'm wrong, that if there was an American company who said, we have X amount of money, we want to acquire TikTok with it, ByteDance might not bite because of the Chinese government?
Yeah, that's definitely a possibility. There aren't that many U.S. companies that probably have enough cash to buy TikTok. Since the last time that this asset was potentially on the market, it's only risen in value. It's incredibly expensive. It's incredibly sort of big and important. It has 170 million American users, right? So there aren't that many companies that could acquire it. And some of the companies that might acquire it might not be able to for antitrust reasons. So that really, we're talking about a narrow pool. But yes, even if there was a company that wanted to buy TikTok US with the algorithm, ByteDance might not be allowed to sell TikTok US with the algorithm if the Chinese government tried to stop it from doing so.
Is that something we won't know for another 9 months? Or could the Chinese government come out tomorrow and say, no, we're not allowing this, so you might as well ban the app?
The Chinese government has suggested that they oppose any sale of the TikTok app. They could change their minds. They could be more definitive. They could make sort of more definitive statements either way now that the bill has become law. But it depends. We might have clarity sooner. We might have clarity later.
But it's kind of a nine-month purgatory. And then what I'm building to is, let's say it's not divested. So then door number two is it is banned. What happens? Does it disappear from people's phones?
It will not disappear from people's phones. So the way that the bill is structured, the onus will be on the app stores, the Google Play Store and the Apple App Store, to remove TikTok from the app stores. Now, for everybody who's already downloaded TikTok, it's not going to disappear from your phone when it disappears from the app store. But that does mean that over time, the company won't be able to keep updating the app. It won't be able to fix bugs in the app. And so it would sort of slowly degrade until the user experience was like not really very doable. In addition to that, if we know that a ban is coming, TikTok Global might opt, ByteDance might opt just to shut down TikTok in the U.S. rather than keeping this vestige of a thing that's banned but on some phones. Like, I don't know exactly how it would play out, but there probably wouldn't be a meaningful number of advertisers still trying to advertise on a banned app. And so we would see, if we are in door number two land, a sort of gradual degradation of this service until it's not really very meaningful anymore. But before that, we will also see court challenges. And TikTok and ByteDance maintain that they think they can win in the courts and overturn this bill. So as the clock ticks and there are conversations about potential divestment going on, maybe that's non-starter, maybe it is a starter, maybe they start having conversations. Simultaneous to that, TikTok and ByteDance have pledged to fight the bill in court, and they say it's unconstitutional and that it will be overturned and that TikTok will be able to continue business as usual in the United States.
So could we see this bill go to the Supreme Court then?
Yep.
Interesting. And then what? I know it's hard to read the tea leaves of this court, especially this court, but what would you think would happen?
Let's at least read the briefing before we have to make a decision. There will be litigation. That much is clear. TikTok will make First Amendment arguments. They will say that this bill infringes on their and their users' speech. And so courts will be considering, whichever courts they ultimately file in, will be considering a First Amendment issue. And could that go to the Supreme Court? Absolutely. Do I have a thought on what's going to happen before the Supreme Court? They haven't even filed their briefs yet. So let's let them do that before we try to read the minds of our Supreme Court justices.
Fair. The shriveling of the ecosystem that you kind of, that picture that you painted, could that happen as there's litigation? You know, if advertisers are expecting uncertainty, could we start to see a retrenchment in TikTok usage in the coming months?
Yeah, I think we could. And as this all goes sort of into legal limbo, one question is how much TikTok and ByteDance are going to continue investing in their U.S. operations if things don't look like they're going well. They've put a huge amount of money into trying to solve the concerns that the Biden administration and other lawmakers had about TikTok and its national security implications. The company has spent over $1 billion trying to fix this problem. It doesn't have much to show for it yet. And so it's possible that the company will start downsizing its U.S. operations. It's possible that advertisers will say, yeah, we don't really want to put our ad budget into an app that is at risk of being banned unless their parent company divests. We are going to go advertise somewhere else, right? And so we may see threats to TikTok's business while we're in this purgatory that affect its ability to keep going, even if they were to win in the courts eventually.
That's really interesting because 170 million Americans is not a small portion of the population. And within that 170 million, there are business owners, there are entrepreneurs, there are people who say, and I think have told you, that their business has reached a level that it would not have reached without TikTok. What does this decision today mean for those business owners and entrepreneurs?
I think any creator and any person whose business is reliant on social media would likely tell you right now that they know how important it is to diversify, because any social media platform can be fickle, right? This came up numerous times when Facebook and Instagram would just change their algorithm and all of a sudden you were getting a ton of traffic and now you're getting no traffic. And creators and businesses that rely on social media have tried to be on as many platforms as possible and try to sort of spread the love as much as they can, because they know that some of these platforms aren't going to be here forever or aren't going to give them a steady stream of traffic and revenue. And so I think you're going to see, you've likely already seen, a lot of these creators trying to diversify and trying to make sure that the people who found them on TikTok know how to reach them everywhere else, know how to get to their website to continue ordering their products, know how to find them on other social platforms, etc. But this is part of the argument that TikTok is making, is that you shouldn't have to be able to find those people elsewhere. If those people want to be on TikTok and they want their, you know, clients to find them on TikTok. Why would we take that away?
Interesting. And I've also, I don't have TikTok. I guess I feel like, disclosure, I don't use it. But I guess I engage with it because I see people posting TikTok videos to other social media platforms. So the proliferation is huge, which makes me think that the next few months could get really, really interesting. What will you be watching for?
Oh, many things. I think I'll be watching for TikTok's legal response, right? Which may come very soon, and it may take a little while for them to figure out their strategy. But they've pledged to fight this in court. They've been very clear about that. And so figure out what their arguments will be and what the government's counterarguments will be is really interesting and has ramifications far beyond just TikTok. And I'll be looking at big advertisers too, right? Can TikTok maintain the sort of power that it has now, or are other big brands that are partnering with them going to start to shy away?
Or would they invest? I mean, we're talking about TikTok US. This doesn't affect TikTok in Europe or Asia or South America, correct? So could,
that's right.
Could users with a VPN or a jailbroken phone or really tech-savvy ways that I clearly don't possess, given the way I'm asking this question, find a way to download a foreign version of TikTok and use it that way?
Yeah, if a person in the United States really wants to get on TikTok, they're going to be able to do that, right? And the effect of this bill isn't to go after individual people who want to get on TikTok for one reason or another. But because the app won't be able to have a sort of normal presence in the United States, its ability to do business here will be dramatically diminished. And that is, I think, what Congress and the president are trying to do here. They would actually, I think Congress and the president would prefer that ByteDance just divest. That's what they want to happen. It's just, there's a big question about whether that will happen. And if it doesn't, we're in uncharted territory. The United States government has never tried to ban a social media app before. This is wild times, guys.
It does seem wild. And what are the implications for other social media companies? What are you hearing from your sources?
Well, there are certainly competitors that stand to benefit. Mark Zuckerberg has portrayed Meta's platforms as an alternative to TikTok, and argued to lawmakers and to the public that we want American-run and American-owned social media more than we want Chinese-owned or run social media in the United States. And so he certainly staked out that position. Meta is an obvious benefactor here. But there are others as well. Snapchat, Amazon, right? TikTok has really been trying to get into e-commerce. Even other Chinese companies like Shein and Temu on the marketplace side probably stand to benefit a little bit if TikTok Shop goes away. And so really anyone else playing on the same turf as TikTok is probably a beneficiary here.
It's also interesting, too, because President Biden is on TikTok. He made a big splash when he joined TikTok ahead of the Super Bowl last year. So there's just, it's a really complicated ecosystem.
The dissonance is real.
The dissonance is real. Emily Baker-White, thank you so much for coming in studio and explaining this to us.